In France, the government's plan to make the nation smoker-free is running into a firestorm of protest. President Jacques Chirac has made the fight against cancer and the use of tobacco a national priority. This year, two tax hikes raised the cost of a pack of cigarettes by as much as 30%. But worried tobacconists and angry smokers are telling the government to butt out. NPR's Nick Spicer filed this report from Paris.
At this traditional Café Tabac near the Luxembourg Gardens, the owner, Béatrice Biou, stands in front of a wall of Marlboros and Gauloises and doles out packs of smokes to a non-stop line of customers. Biou's family has been in the business for three generations, so she's seen a lot of price hikes over the years. But the latest ones, done in the name of raising taxes to fight cancer, have the elegant grandmother waving her long cigarette in the air in anger.
Le proxénète de la du tabac, c'est l'État.
The pimp of tobacco, she says, is the state. If it were serious, the government would just make tobacco illegal. I would be ready to do something else, but this relentless taxation is just crazy. Biou's anger is shared by thousands of other tobacconists. The government grants them concessions that form an effective monopoly on selling tobacco products in France. You cannot, for example, find any cigarettes in gas stations, supermarkets, or vending machines. So the tobacconists feel betrayed by the government's plans to make France smoker-free. They are also skeptical about promises of government money to help them offset any loss of business. Although some people wouldn't mind the tobacconists going out of business altogether.
Fumer peut diminuer l'afflux sanguin et provoque l'impuissance. So smoking brings you to impotence.
Nicolas Villain translates the message on one of the new cigarette packs. There are now 14 dire health warnings on all European cigarettes, written in big print. Villain is the co-director of the National League Against Tobacco. He says price hikes this year have already cut the number of smokers by 8%, and that now about a third of people smoke in France. Villain says the government must stand up to the tobacconists.
When you think there are in France 35,000 tobacconists, and 66,000 people who die every year because of smoking. Of course, the problem of tobacconists is an important problem, but I think we have to know which are the priorities.
This is Thieves' Alley in the Goutte d'Or district in Paris, the best place to buy illegally imported cigarettes. Here they cost just over $3 a pack, instead of nearly $5 at government prices. Police tried to clamp down on cigarette hawkers this past week here, but both customers and sellers bombarded them with whatever projectiles they could find in the street. Since then, buses full of riot police are parked at its end. So Fabrice Dupont now finds it hard to get the carton of Marlboros he's looking for. Dupont says price hikes aren't going to stop him from getting cigarettes and casts doubts on the government's intentions.
It's all about ripping off consumers. It's wrong to think that raising prices will make people quit. Smokers will pay even if a pack costs €8, about $9.
However, a poll out last week suggested Dupont is wrong. Three-quarters of smokers questioned said they would give up smoking if cigarettes became any more expensive. But that may not be for a while. In the face of protests by tobacconists, the government Friday promised to freeze taxes on cigarettes for 4 years. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.